For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're so done with new year, new you. This year, it's more you on Bumble. More of you shamelessly sending playlists, especially that one filled with show tunes. More of you finding Geminis because you know you always like them. More of you dating with intention because you know what you want. And you know what? We love that for you. Someone else will too. Be more you this year and find them on Bumble.
This is you, Mary!
You one of the first people that like that got so many reaction videos. People That's be locked true. Into you.
Because they be waiting to point me out and make it seem like I'm a liar for having my own truth. Like, how can you tell somebody their story is a lie when they live this shit? Bisexual women, I ain't got no problem with them, long as they pick a side and stay there while they there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you with a girl, don't be bringing, like, I miss being with men. Yeah, don't be saying shit like that. Like, where the heartbeat at? Because it's cold. It's cold.
We can't do girlfriend shit and not be girlfriend.
That's not fair.
Because, no, this is fair because that's how people get hurt. Not lowering your expectations. Because once you lower your expectations, like you said, now we're doing girlfriend shit. Ain't now I'm saying that
not... I cannot treat a woman like a woman. You no. a lady. I want to take you on a
Red
date.
Flag, y'all.
I want to take you across the world.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
I like that. Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about...
is homo as
gay. Welcome back to your favorite show in the whole wide world, y'all. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, turn those post notifications on. You already know the vibes.
Yeah. Like, for real, if you've been watching us and y'all haven't subscribed yet, that's kind of fucked up at this point.
I'm frustrated at it. Like, come on, just...
All you gotta do is subscribe. But look, if you really, really, really love us, you'll be tuned into our Patreon. You will subscribe to our Patreon because we got behind the scenes footage. We got ad free footage and we're actually dropping like exclusive episodes there. When I got an event and being messy and got some shit to say, I'm dropping it.
Oh, and she being messy over there because y'all already know Excel is messy. Y'all know it's that damn Excel. It ain't me.
That's
it be
crazy.
That damn Excel. She being messy on the
That damn Excel is crazy.
So go see it. Don't screen record nothing.
All right, look. And shout out to everybody tuned into our podcast. Let's get it.
Yeah. What I'm rocking. Where's that?
Well, I got my... Oh, no. Actually,
wow. She not even repping the merch. Look. Make sure y'all go run it up too. Messing on homo show. We outside, baby.
I prefer coochie. You got... First of all, let me... We never really even broke down, right? So when we got this shirt done... They put like little, y'all know, like they put little skinny white girls on there.
I said, make them thick.
And I was like, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think they had like, what was it, silhouettes? I was like, I didn't think that they had that online.
Yeah.
No, we got thick silhouettes.
Okay, we ain't discriminating.
No, we're not like discriminating, but I'm
we
saying
want some,
we prefer some hits. What we prefer.
You know, little side, little, and
that. We prefer coochie.
That's right.
Get your shirt now. We went deep. Your ass started getting a little.
I'm just saying. I remember saying that, like, hey, make them look black. I think that's what I said.
I hate you.
Make them look black. No shade, but.
No shade. I hate you.
You're a rapper. Come on, bars.
I hate her.
All right, y'all. 2025 mixtape. Strap a Holly mixtapes.
Come on.
It's on the way.
We're gonna
put our guests on there, all right? So listen, y'all. We have another dope episode on the way today. Today's guest is actually returning to the No Homo Show to talk about a whole lot of gay shit, okay? We interviewed them on episode 48.
Y'all, we're 100 plus.
48. And it broke the internet. They was talking about her. I seen them out there. They are a fashion designer and enthusiast. As a creative content producer, they showcase their innovative wearable designs and relationships on YouTube. Okay? Aiming to inspire others with their work. Welcome back to the No Homo Show, y'all. We got Graham's Youngin in the building, Aquarius Gang. Gang,
what it do, man?
What's
like
up? How you feeling?
Man, I'm all right.
Girls, I got back outside.
I got a bone to pick with Graham.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on, wait.
Twin.
It's a T-bone steak. What type of bone are we talking?
Nah, because you pissed me off.
Oh, no.
It's the energy for me. It's the energy.
You're going on Patreon. Nah, I'll play.
Because when you came up on our episode last, or you know, came up to the studio, you had your little Colt 45, something like that.
A little bit.
You pulled up with a beer. We gave you like one shot or something. The whole episode, you was blaming on you being drunk, that we got you drunk.
No, look. Hold on,
you
wait.
Was not drunk.
I was tipsy as hell.
But
it was before I got here, though. I had like two beers. And I had one in the bag already.
Yeah. She a trucker.
I was already drinking on the highway because I was already nervous. So all it took was real liquor to be like, oh, shit. Yes.
Now I'm there now.
This shit, this ain't sitting.
But I ain't going to lie. Like, I felt like you said you was drunk. Like, but everything you was saying, it wasn't like drunk, crazy talk. It was like you was, it felt like you was free.
Sometimes when you are drunk, you speak the truth. So yeah, I feel like when you came up here, you were just speaking your truth. Like, you ain't really have to answer to nobody. Like, you said what you said.
So before we get started, I just want to clear the air. You gonna do that again?
Nah, I ain't gonna. No, look.
Cause we did pour out.
I'm chilling. What they had in them cups.
I'm chilling.
I seen some baby oil.
So you trying to say y'all influenced me? Nah, I was blaming y'all.
Yeah.
Nah. It was me. I was nervous when I first got here.
So you was a little lit.
I was a lot of lit.
Not even just that though, but I felt like you meant what you were saying.
Yeah.
And then when you try to do that, it looked like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. But I really feel like you were speaking your truth. But then you was like, you know what? I shouldn't have said it like that. Cause I get it. You feel me? Because you was being very direct, very transparent. So I get it. The way you were saying, maybe say it looked different, but I feel like you was being very honest. And we appreciate you for doing that up here, you feel me? And just being vulnerable with us, because we fuck with you, you feel me?
Yeah. That's love. Nah, real shit. I was, when I watched it back, in that same energy.
Yeah.
So, fast forward, I watched it again. I'm like, oh, you know, I was popping my shit.
I thought you was popping your shit.
Cause we have
said no wild shit.
It was just that you was keeping it.
You wasn't being disrespectful. You were speaking your truth. Yeah. Like, everybody has a side to certain stories. And if that's your side, that's your style.
And what I loved about it, that you was transparent on it. Like, even if you was wrong or something, you would be like, I kind of fucked up there.
Yeah.
Or the dates ain't adding up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, you funny yourself, but I did fuck with that episode. No.
So before,
welcome back to the show. You feel me? That was episode 48.
I declared the air real quick.
Yeah, declare that.
If y'all ain't watch it, go back watch it.
Episode 48.
It was good. And the thing is, you're on the internet a lot and you're on YouTube. So it was dope that you came and talked about, like, cleared the air. You know what I'm saying? But today, we're going to get into Skittles and Riddles. I don't think we had this last time.
We didn't have this game when you came last
Don't
time.
Be nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't. She like, look, they got me again.
Oh, fuckers. Damn, y'all.
So Skittles and Riddles is, you'll dig in that big Skittle bag over there, right? And there's a lesbian riddle, all right? If you get it wrong, we got to take the shot. But if you take the shot, I don't want to see you
blaming y'all.
You
right. You
nah, because I fuck with you. I was just like, damn, Chris, but we're not going to do that
today. I text y'all when I left. I'm like, y'all, you think we should post that?
I
was kind of drunk. What I look like? Like, I was drunk.
So you're not going to blame me?
No, I ain't going to. I'm taking full accountability. Right. It's a year later, I'm older.
Yeah.
Wiser.
Okay, period. Okay.
All right, go get a
first
skill.
Of all.
Easter eggs.
Hey,
they Skittles.
I'm balling on the budget.
Okay,
Skittles
today. Nah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, and I say the riddle.
And the number, please.
85. Why are lesbians good at baseball?
That's fucked up.
Baseball.
That sounds used to play baseball.
I used to love baseball. That's like my family's game of our family, baseball. Everybody good at baseball.
But y'all should know the answer, right?
Cause
you gotta guess
swing
first.
I gotta guess it.
Damn, swing.
Trebek.
Can we swing plastic?
Oh, but is bats plastic?
No, it's wood. Because we swing wood.
Okay, okay. Hey. Plastic wood, whatever you want to call it. We swing it.
Because swing wood.
Is it something with the glove?
Five fingers.
We going deep. We
got a fist. Because you got to fist the glove.
You got to punch. Whoa. Up.
First of all, y'all not fisting the glove. You made that weird.
What's wrong with it?
All right, what's your final answer?
I say because I sling wood.
Okay.
I like sling that. And your jacket got the wood grain on it. Yeah, what number was it?
85.
Damn, I don't know. Did you guess?
I said slinging that. Dang.
Why you had to do it?
Well, I knew that, but it also.
Hey. Right.
85.
It better not piss me off. Sometimes this be really dumb, so I'm sorry in advance. Is it a good one?
Because they round all the bases and score.
Oh, my answer was
bad. Round all the bases and score.
All right, I'm gonna be honest.
That's some white people shit.
All right, I'm gonna be honest.
That's some American pie shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We need somebody. Get Brandy to go through these and cut out all the terrible shit. Because at this point,
she gonna think all of them good. Yeah, she is Brandy, know she a little different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She gonna laugh. At
somebody did in the comments say, "Hey, I'll write some new Skittles and riddles." When the commenters are over this, I feel y'all pain.
We gotta take a shot.
You gotta take a shot of that.
You ain't gotta take the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna nibble it.
No, this
wasn't even cheers or nothing.
Oh, my bad. I was ready.
It's that damn Excel. I told y'all.
I'm good. I promise.
First of all, y'all know Grams does fashion design and all that. Sipping. She came out fly. Y'all don't even see the full outfit probably. That shit on. And I'm talking about, oh, you fly. You put that shit on. What, for real? I just put this on. I hate when motherfuckers. That this is real easy dumb to
them.
Shit.
It's easy to them. That's what I come to,
no,
to find out.
No, for real. Y'all knew.
Yeah.
Do you know how when you wear an outfit a certain way, I think I'm guilty of this, maybe not y'all, that like that's the only way I see it.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
Like there's designers and stuff that come to your house and can show you, a whole new fit for you. Do you do that?
Yeah. For I can people? Style somebody, but they don't be...
Putting that shit on the way you want.
They be stuck in their ways. So, you got to have that conversation with them. Like, you trust me. Like, if you going to give me full creator control, because I'm going to make you look different than what you're used to, what you would normally pick. Yeah. And then that scares them sometimes, and it make them want to, like, go shop somewhere else. Because it's like, I'll just do what I know.
Yeah. So, for a stylist, though...
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Are you still looking at the person and like trying to not, of course, take them out there like norm, but still like make them comfortable in what you about to do?
Yeah, I be trying to introduce them to something new, but still... something they could see themselves doing. Yeah. Like, you can still wear your white tee. You can still wear your baggy jeans, but this is how we're going to incorporate this. Because if you twist this and you put that with that, this is what
you don't see. Wearing it different. Versus styling it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Gotta style that thing.
And like, you could just put so many different outfits together, but like, I'll be stuck in like,
and sometimes you don't be having the time. It's like, man, I know this go with that. Let me grab that. I gotta go. You feel me?
Let me get you come through the crib. Just go through my closet and be like, just put the outfits on
hangers.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
put
that shit on hangers for me.
That'd be
hard.
That makes sense.
Why
we should fuck with you, the stylist. Yeah. You need a stylist.
Just
clicking it.
Okay, period.
Welcome back to the show, man. Look, we know you already did your coming out story where you came, you feel me? But let's catch up real quick.
Okay.
Like, we were just saying a little bit when she got up in that ass.
Yeah,
like,
she got me.
You came on episode 48.
I'm sorry.
You feel me? We're in the hundreds now. You know, so first of all, how you been, Grams? Like, I see a lot of shit going on the internet. Yeah. But how you been before I even get into your internet business?
Shit, it'd be too close to bragging. I've been good. Like, I've been happy. Mm. I've been feeling myself like... tapping into my energy and how to correct myself and just how to be happy in the world that is cold. Yeah. So just creating a world for myself and inviting people in it type shit. So I've been in a good space right now because I feel like I done got more control over me and it feel good because like
Oh Lord, it feel good.
Yeah.
I can't even explain. I don't even have the words. I can't even.
Nah, I get it. Cause like the last time you was here was like you was in the process of figuring it out.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like what I need to focus on, what areas I need to work on before I get back out here. And I really seen you've been putting in that work. Yeah. You feel me? So I respect it. Like, and the last time you came up here, I know you were going through like a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a new shawty.
Yeah, huh?
You feel me? Now last time you came up here, Grams.
What I say? What I do?
I ain't about what you said. Not, we just
see that's what the puppy eyes. You
an Aquarius. You feel me? Now one thing about Aquarius that I know, we like company.
We do. Oh Lord.
We like company. Okay. So last time you was here. No company.
No company.
There was like company-ish. Like somebody was visiting. Maybe somebody was coming in for a little visit. But it was like no steady company, you feel me? But now you got you a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, now also last time we were talking about healing.
Yeah.
And how we know this, like, even you said it, like, how you, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
So, where we at right now, healing-wise?
Healing-wise, man, I feel like you can't fully heal until you, like, put yourself in environments to where you're tested. Like, how do you know that you actually did the work on yourself until you actually be you're somewhere where you can see if the work has been done?
Mm-hmm. Or you'd be like, 2 years ago, I would have done.
You react differently. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So now I'm as far as healing, I feel like I'm in a place where it's like, it's fun. Cause like, even when I'm triggered, I see it as a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like I'm at a place where I'm changing my word choice as well. Like, I don't see stuff as a problem. I see it as an obstacle because I want to be gentle with myself. So now I'm like, I'm just finding a way to still be gentle with me because I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. But I'm gentle at the same time where it's like I can be easy on myself and talk myself through things because I'm still going to make mistakes. I'm not perfect type shit. So it feels good. I'm as far as healing, it's fun because it's like when I'm triggered, I'm like, oh yeah, why the hell this shit coming back up?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming back up. In the past, I would have been on some shit like, this is happening again because I keep choosing a person that's like the last person that's like the last person. Mm-hmm. But energy is going to keep revisiting until you learn how to tackle it. So now it's fun. So when something show up, I'm ready to handle that shit and run up on it. What we finna do? How I'm going to fix this? We'll be on. So I feel good. My healing journey is lit.
You look lighter too. You know how energy sometimes just make you feel like you look like light skinned now. You know
I
like
skin.
That's how you were in dark skin. You know what I mean? You look lighter too.
I hate energy.
No, you never felt like when you
a burden been lifted off.
I mean, people be looking.
I ain't got no weight on my shoulders.
Like when I went through my lip, I'm like, y'all look even lighter.
But I didn't know you really meant literally lighter skin. I thought you meant like
all of these
less
above.
Weight.
Lighter energy, lighter like tone, like just lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you can feel energy like
hell yeah.
Yeah. So
shout out to you.
Yeah, nah, definitely shout out to you. So gonna like reference the last episode just for a little bit. So in the last episode, like you talked about what seemed when you look back, it seems like the toxic thing with a relationship is like getting into a new one and not cutting all ties off with old ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you got feelings for somebody, obviously you got feelings for somebody you used to date.
Right.
You know, so when you still keep communication or whatever, or do some slick shit, you know, you get into a new relationship, did you cut all ties off of your old relationship?
That was way before a new relationship. Ties was cut off when I started healing and I'm like, oh, they don't deserve access to me. Like, I done got bougie. Ooh, she better not speak on me. I don't know her. Like, I'm on some shit like, nah, because to have access to me now, it requires you to jump through a couple of hoops.
Okay.
And I don't even want you to do that because I done burped every bridge.
Okay.
Ain't no map to get back over here.
Ain't no
map. The map's is gone,
ain't no
bitch.
Mountain high enough.
The mountain's changed, bitch.
So did you felt like people misjudged you on the last episode?
I don't feel like I was misjudged off the last episode. I felt like people were judging me, period.
Well, because they follow your life.
Yeah.
So, like,
they just found another place to come and try to place judgment on that episode. But as far as, like, the energy that I was given, I made room for people to misjudge me because I was in a different energy. I had something to prove when I came on here last time. I had something on my chest. I really was sending shots and shit like that. Yeah. But now I'm at a space where
double
I really
that beer.
For real. That I got beer. Some. I got one more thing to like. Yeah, unload that. I want everybody to be offended for real. Last episode. But now I'm at a place where it's like, if I'm in the same place I was last year, I'm growing.
Yeah.
So now I released everything and it's part of my healing journey. So if anybody got a problem with me, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Personal.
Send that to go talk to God about that. That ain't my problem. I'm not taking up nobody's problems ever again.
Okay. No, I feel that. All right. So I think within the lesbian community, we see a lot where like people are always in relationships. Do you think I'm gonna use a new word? Do you think you're a serial monogamous? Do you think you're a serial dater or serial relationship?
Like, I get what you're saying. I think I'm just a lover. I just love to love.
That's some slick shit. That's some play shit.
That's some crazy shit.
And if you give me the love, I'm there as long as we loving on each other.
Yeah.
Love is gone, I gotta go. Whether that's in 20 days, whether that's in 3 years, whether that's in 10, 15 years. If it's no longer serving me, I got to go. And I think that when I felt like I was being judged, I feel like a lot of people was missing that point. Like, when you're no longer happy, why are we sitting in anything? And people was judging me based off the way I left and not respecting the fact that I left. If I said I wasn't happy, just respect the fact that I had the balls to leave, because I would be the toxic one to sit around in something that I'm no longer happy in, and we're not serving each other no type of justice. We're not going nowhere because I'm not happy, you're not happy. What are we doing? Somebody got to be the one to cut the cords. And I didn't mind being the villain in anybody's story so I could find my true happiness. Whether that was me being by myself or me ending up in a relationship, it had to happen. So,
yeah. You know, it's crazy, like when they talk about, obviously, y'all was in a, well, your first relationship, y'all was in a long-term relationship. But, like, when they talk about, like, relationships, let's say you're in a 10-year relationship, or let's say you're married and you know life is lifing, right? And not saying like in any relationship if you're not happy you leave, right? But like let's say like a marriage or something, they'd be like, yeah, not every time is happy times, right? So like just in general, not speaking on your past relationship, but like when do we be like, this, I need to be up out of this relationship, or like this is the time?
I ain't never broke up with nobody.
For real?
Never. Every time I ever got out of a relationship, because they broke up with me. Swear to God. And they kept telling me the same thing. It's me, not you. Looking back, hey, it was
you. It was you, baby.
Y'all motherfuckers that deserve me, bitch. It was you. You knew what you had. You wasn't worthy of it. And in the moment, that shit hurt hearing that. Like, what you mean? Like, but nah, looking back, thank you. Thank y'all, for real. But I've never broken up with anybody, so I don't even... I know, I ain't never. I'm just, I'm an Aquarius, bro. We like company. I don't like being single. Like, I've really never been single for too long. The most I've ever been single, like, maybe like 2 years, a year and a half. And my entire year of, like, dating girls since 15 years old.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
It's crazy because some of my, like, serious relationships kind of been like, other than the bitch that cheated on me. But some breakups have been mutual. Like, how we be like, yo, we're both not happy, right?
Damn.
And I guess my answer to that would be, like, if we're not happy because of each other and nobody's changing or working on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I do think sometimes people are like, well, this is how I am.
Yeah.
But then, like, when you get into a real, like, I don't want to say a real relationship, but like a marriage or something, like, you're like, hold on, can we
figure this out?
Yeah. And that's the one thing. It's crazy because, like, marriage do make you, like, think, like, it can't just be like, bitch, I ain't happy, you ain't happy, we out of here. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't, when marriage, I can only imagine, it ain't. What? Where are you going? You need to go to the other room, the house for a second? Bitch, we got to figure this out.
But I think for all relationships, it's low-key should be like, oh, so we're not willing to try to change for each other? Now we got to be out. Because I don't,
see my wrong, you don't see your wrong, and we always going to clash. So that's when we
And I think that's where I was upset about when I was being judged, because it was like I was explaining to the world already behind the scenes, but I started explaining to the world how basically we was not, we wasn't heading nowhere. Yeah. One person, it don't got to be both of us agreeing not to change. It could be just one. Yeah. But one person say, hey, I'm not trying to get therapy. I just feel like I'll never be good enough for you. Boom, that's all I need to know. Because now you let me know that my love or the love you got for me isn't enough for you to go that next step to make this work. So that's my cue to be like, okay, let me go find love elsewhere, whether that's within myself or with somebody else.
With somebody
else. It's not here. It's not here.
Nah, respect.
It's not here.
Nah.
And I was too young at the time to explain it in a way where I can explain it now.
And that's what I'm about to say. Like, I didn't have the verbiage. Experience and just learning certain shit. Because like, even having like a conversation like that, I wasn't talking like that. I wasn't saying, let's figure this out. I was like, bitch, either you gonna fucking change, bitch, or I'm the fuck up out of here.
Nigga, I was writing notes.
Yeah, you was writing notes?
I like love letters. Hey, this not working. P.S. Dear John.
You are writing letter ass.
I'm a writing letter ass. Nigga, I'll leave a note on the freezer. Hey, just in case you forgot, we're not together.
I ain't gonna see that on top of the freezer. Little motherfucker put it where you ain't even gonna find it. Like, I told you, it was a note on top of the freezer in the corner.
I know every morning at 9 a.m, you go get your cereal. It was on a box
you
of
know
cereal.
You've seen it.
You got every Blue's Clues. I'm that
crazy.
Type of person.
It's not a good communication, or would you rather hear somebody say that shit?
No, I say it to you. Actually, if it leads to a note, baby, we exhausting our measures.
I've been in situations where like we wasn't hearing each other out and we was defensive.
Yeah.
That like we wrote out our feelings where we thought we could process it, but like when you're reading it, you can't argue back or nothing.
But do it still make you mad? Like, man, get the fuck out of here!
Man,
get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here! I ain't do
that
shit.
Motherfucker.
But I also
I ain't read all that. Get me fucked up, man.
But you can't say that to the person, so they got it all out.
Oh, that's fucked up. Is he gonna ruin my day? You ain't even at home. What if you don't come back for like a week? Yeah. You left me a note and then come back for a
on
week.
On your way to work out. No, I hope work you out. Know. I'm that type of person.
And I also think, like, that's why, like, arguments and shit don't be good. Because you're not going to get nowhere because you're defensive. Like, I learned, in college, we had this fucking, what is it called? It was, like, basically, like, confrontation, de-escalation type class. Where basically, anytime you tell somebody what they're doing wrong, they're automatically shutting down and being defensive. Right? But if I, let's say like,
we listen and we don't judge.
But let's say if I'm like, damn, Brent, you be texting me too early.
Yeah.
Right? Automatically, you're going to be like, bitch, why you not up? Right? Yeah. But if I'll be like, bruh, your grind is crazy. Like, I appreciate that. I don't be up as early as you. Oh, why you be texting me at 7 in the morning?
Oh, make it soft.
So basically.
And then hit it with a look.
So
you want to marry me?
Basically, you compliment her, you open up their ears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To let them hear what you guys say.
Delivery
is everything, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's other, so basically what I was going to get into, like, when it's real issues we got to discuss, we can't say that while we arguing.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I mean? Like, or even when I'm writing a letter, I can't be like, bitch, you don't do this, da, da, da. It got to be like, this is really what's bothering me.
I'm glad you write sweet letters. Some bitches out here, I know they hitting it hard.
Now
they
that makes sense,
off.
Though. And they teach that in customer service, too. I worked for T-Mobile. I was number one rep in all the call centers for a couple of years.
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
You don't deliver the no first. You deliver the what you can do first. And
gain
then you
the
talk
trust.
About what you can't do.
Right.
There we go. So that's how I am in a relationship.
I'll
compliment y'all you real quick.
Hey, I'll let you say now, Flynn.
Hold on, wait. Nay, now.
Her girlfriend here acting like she ain't listening. Girl, you know you listening.
Because she already Because
I'm going to be listening. What is my girl saying?
She know me.
Okay, well, I do want to, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and we can go into your new era.
All right.
To the goddamn.
Yeah. On the last episode, I'm going to quote you.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. No, you said, I am manifesting someone that doesn't care about the internet and just loves me for me.
Hey, yo, girl.
So we know you're in a new relationship. Like, how did this start? And, like,
is
y'all married? I seen y'all motherfucker married or some shit like that. Fuck all the bullshit, bitches. You married?
As promised, we just dropped our new Patreon page, and you should subscribe now.
That's right. We already got people over there in our newer community waiting for you to join them as well to get all the new exclusive content from the No Homo Show.
Yes, and we got behind-the-scenes footage that you will not see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have ad-free episodes, no commercials at all, and so much more, y'all.
Yeah, you should sign up today. I'm talking about you might even come to our studio.
We're doing guidance
from the gay gods.
It's a whole community in there, and if you're not on there, like, what community? Come on now.
You a gaby, right?
Come on.
Come on over to our Patreon.
Make sure you join us now at patreon.com/thenohomoshow.
How'd your new relationship start, and, like, did you manifest what you were saying?
Yeah, I'm actually walking in one of my manifestations right now.
Like, okay.
It feel good. Like, she started off as a coworker. She tried to holler at me.
Not at okay. T-Mobile?
No. Not T-Mobile.
I've seen the
I left T-Mobile years ago.
Oh, okay.
But we started working together about a year ago.
Okay.
And she said some cute shit to me. It was cute, but then I was like, nah, I ain't falling for it. Every cute girl always say cute shit.
What'd you say?
Let me fuck.
I knew she was listening.
When you gonna fuck me?
What?
Girl, you
Aquarius.
Whoa! And nobody said that
to
me.
I think I love you. I'm about to get a tattoo tomorrow.
It happened.
Girl, so what you doing tonight? You want to go for some drinks?
No, y'all. See, look, I was in my healing.
Okay.
That shit was cute.
Hill queen, okay.
That shit was cute to me.
Yeah, but the old you would have.
The old me would be like, baby, come over tonight.
I'm about to move in, yeah.
Because I would have been like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm about to
move in. You coming direct.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in my healing process where I was like, I need to be able to weed through what's real, what's for me, and what ain't for me.
Mm.
So when she said that, I laughed. We flirted for like probably like a couple months.
Okay.
We flirted for a while, and then like a couple months later, like 6-7 months later, I started shooting my shot back with her, and then we both was like deering each other. And I'm from Tennessee, Chattanooga, so deering means like
I was about to say, what
flaking.
That mean?
Okay. We were flaking on each other, so that shit was cute to me too, because I'm like, hold on, you seem thirsty in the beginning, but now
pressed.
You're giving me a chase. Oh, I like you.
Look like a chase.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I come to her. Now I come to work the next day because I thought about her all night. Mm. I'm like, hey, I ain't going to just fuck you. I'm probably going to have to make love to you. So we started.
Toxic.
Yeah, we started running games.
You be saying you just be, it
that's
just be young.
Yeah, love. I'm loving everything you're saying.
Yeah.
See nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. So a tattoo later. Mm-hmm. We good. We happy.
Tattoo.
Hold up.
Hold on, wait.
No, ain't no way.
Who got the tattoo?
Both of us.
Who I did
with
it?
They doing the same stress.
Y'all doing the same deal stress right now. Who I did was it to get the tattoo?
She was supposed to get the tattoo, but when she did, I was like, nah, baby, I know how to match energy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Did it first.
Pull my leg out. No. Yeah, she got hers first. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, period.
What's the tattoo?
Names, man.
Nice. What's her sign?
Cancel.
Oh, okay.
All right, don't stutter like
she
that.
She June or July cancer?
July. All
right.
Oh,
okay, that's
sweet. I'm a cancer too.
I know. That's why I said it like that. Because I be
popping shit. Why you wiping your face while you saying it?
Because I pop shit about cancers. I pop shit for years about cancers, but at least 20 years strong about fucking cancers. And then to end up with one, a nurturing, loving being. Oh Lord, I didn't know.
Hello,
because
you was in
missing.
Your toxic era. When you got into your healing era, you deserved
I need somebody
us.
That's gentle.
Yes. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, that's
They'll
where I'm
cry
at
about with. You.
Mm. Ooh, yes. Baby on cue, cry.
Look, I hate you.
Nah.
Okay, so y'all got each other's names. You got anybody else standing on you?
Nah.
Have you got
tattoos? In the past, yeah.
You got covered up?
Yeah, when I was like probably 19 and 25.
19 and 25 is crazy. She know the exact age is crazy.
Yeah. I know when I was... I remember the times I was dumb.
Yeah.
I remember every time I did some dumb shit. Yeah. But this time I feel like it was worth it. Shit.
Yeah.
If something go wrong, I'll turn and... We get
look.
Guys, I love her. I know.
I could pop my shit now. I got my tattoo covered up. I have my ex's name on here for years. For years, we was talking about it. But
they got covered up.
But me and my wife got matching tattoos, and we had it before we got married too. So I'm not bashing it. The thing is, it is like
I'm not bashing it either. Cause
no,
crazy in love.
But hold on, how many months was y'all together?
Probably like a month in. Oh, Lord. Hey.
Grams.
Listen.
Why did we do that so early, though?
That's my question. I'm a lesbian to answer that question.
But you ain't never got a girl tatted.
I've never done that. I was with somebody.
In a month, at least.
I was with somebody for
why years. Is that how we show that, like,
I don't know.
You are the one?
So I know it's real.
Low key in engagement decisions. Because engagement ring is less of a...
To a...
Get me tatted, bitch.
To a...
Cause that's forever.
That's under
like
my skin. You get under
that.
My
you feel
skin.
Me? Like a ring, take that shit off. A tattoo, that's permanent.
Our mindset is fucked up. Do you know that? Yeah. What you just said is fucked
we
up.
We know how to trap them. That's how you trap them.
Corey's gang gang.
So y'all got it in the same spot and everything?
Nah, hers is on her arm. Mine's is on my leg.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause and I like to show my legs through the summertime.
Okay.
Love thigh action.
So when it comes to like social media and how you move on social media now after everything you've been through, do you move any differently? We see, like we just talked about, the girlfriend's already there again. Say we're going to bring the girlfriend back. So when it comes to the content on the internet.
It's different. And to really, for real, to answer DJ XL's question when you asked about the, you said I'm kind of like, I said that I'll never bring my relationship, my next
relationship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like I really don't, like you see who I'm with, but you don't see what we
because you was trolling for a minute.
Yeah, that was.
Grand.
Like. I didn't know if it was real or not. I'm not going to lie. As an individual, I'm like, is she trolling us or is this so?
Because you know what to do.
She know what to do.
Yeah.
It's like you be storytelling. I be tuning in. Like, let me follow back up and see if this is a real girlfriend or if she just playing.
Well, I learned about them, the motherfuckers that really know social media. Like, me, I'll be trying to like give you the whole story. No.
Yeah.
They going to make a narrative. They going to make a narrative.
Yeah. What they been saying?
They be doing reaction videos.
Well,
oh no! So you one of the first people that like that got so many reaction videos. People that's be locked true. Into you
because they be waiting to point me out and make it seem like I'm a liar for having my own truth. Like, how can you tell somebody their story is a lie when they live this shit? So it's like people were sitting around waiting to hear me talk about it. And the most open that I've ever been was on y'all show. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, this gonna answer this question that we wanted to know the answer to 2 years ago.
Right.
So they was ready to do a reaction. Like, I told you Grams was lying back in 2021.
Yeah.
So
they said the story wasn't adding up.
They said they said it wasn't that, it was like they was story. There with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Grams. Y'all was there with
you and was lying.
I swear to God, when I ain't tell
no, what, you admitted stuff you was lying about.
What
on the
I
show.
Lie about?
Like the times wasn't adding up.
No, I admitted that when she posted the times was I confronted her about time, like, babe, don't post this. I defended somebody who was contradicting what I was saying on the internet.
Gotcha.
That's what I was saying. Like, I was like, no, babe, don't post this because it's going to look like what it ain't.
Yeah.
But I was I still came to the internet and defended it. So it made me look like I was corporate.
The internet is a dangerous place. That's one thing I learned. Even sometimes I feel like if you post something a certain way, it's like, they going to think this. You ever feel like that? Like, if you post something, they going to think this. Or like, if I don't show this part, they won't understand this part.
And
sometimes people be forgetting to put that part out there. So now you see one part and then you see that part and you're trying to be like, oh, it's like, no, I had a whole day.
Yeah.
I had a whole whatever in between that, but I just only edited this way.
But it's like a movie. They only see
it,
what you show
them. And you run with
but
it.
You got to let your mind wander. Just like the other day, I posted a vlog and I had on some Grinch boxers. Yeah. And the Grinch got eyes on my butt. So I was sagging a little bit. So it looked like I boo-booed on myself, bro.
Oh, shit.
So they like, Grants, you need to go cut and snip that part like you boo-boo on yourself. But if you watch the video a little bit longer, I was sagging a little bit harder.
Yeah.
And you could see my, how my see boxers is.
Booty.
Yeah. So they was all confronting me like, you, I know you ain't going out like that. And I had to show like, look, y'all, if you, I knew when I edited that video and I posted it, I was like, they going to think something. So I was prepared to be like, look, y'all, here go the whole boxer. Here go my whole ass. Because you want to see it. Like, people Perception? Don't like to just use their imagination and not jump to conclusions.
Perception all right. is everything.
So
everything.
When, especially as an influencer, do you address the questions and stuff? Because obviously that might make something go up. And we seen, like, with the even with the college football player, like, they were saying, what's his name, Travis?
His girl and stuff. Yeah.
That they was, Travis Hunter, when they were saying, like, his girl, like, don't know her place. And, like, and then they started addressing things.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, I understand, like, y'all got the whole narrative wrong, and I just wanna explain that y'all got it wrong. But then they gonna find something else out. Yeah. They gonna point something else out.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you address it? Like, when it bothers, like, when somebody got the whole narrative fucked up, or, like, do you keep it spicy?
See, I like to keep it spicy because it's like, if you know me, you know me.
Yeah.
And if that ain't what you picked up off of being around me, then everything is based off a person's perspective. I'm mm-hmm. only going to believe things based off of the way I learned things. So if you telling me one thing about you, I can walk away from the conversation and be like, yeah, she don't know nothing. But that's based off of what the fuck I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't address shit for real, unless I got time. And if you watch my videos, when I address some shit, I be like, y'all, I got time today. And I'm going to be messy because this is what y'all wanted. But right. I don't got time all the time to be messy because that ain't part of my everyday.
Yeah.
So I don't be trying to address certain shit. I let shit fly. Mm-hmm. I let people believe what they want because at the end of the day, I know I'm a real person before this internet.
Yeah.
This is where I make my money, but I ain't going to make this my life. I keep my life off and let y'all believe what you want because it's still going to drive traffic and you still going to come looking for the truth. But a lot of time, people don't give a fuck about the truth.
They don't. What they say, when a lie is more entertaining,
man,
nobody care about the
drama
truth.
Drama sells.
People think I got a crush on Excel.
Oh, Lord.
I've How seen is that comment a lot.
And that's
and it's crazy.
All because y'all have a mutual respect for each other because they never seen it before.
I be calling her my bitch from time to time. Like, we flirt a little bit, but it's like, damn, y'all think that's my bitch for real?
So it goes back to what I said. That is based off of what people experience themselves. You don't know what genuine love is. You don't know what genuine respect is. So you gonna look at it like I got a crush on her because I got respect for her. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
And sometimes when you say certain things, they twist your words.
Take
so like you really can never
know.
Really please Mm-mm. trying to address something. You only really kind of dig your hole even deeper. Because I've been in a situation where I try to clear some shit up and maybe I ain't type it right. Or maybe I ain't say it right in
that
a word.
One typo.
So now they run with it like, nah, but here it's like, no, I swear I didn't mean, it was a typo. I was typing fast. I was mad. I had anxiety. I was just typing. So like
you did a typo on the one word that
you wanted to make your point.
And they ran with it. Yep. But that's why when I get to the point of like anybody ever try like we be like that too with our show, like because a lot of people be in our comments and da 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 whoop. We be like, yo, if that's what y'all we don't even be looking at half the shit, but run with it. Like you said, if y'all are talking about and it's getting the conversation started, honestly, I'm okay with
Traction.
That. Because at the end of the day, I only share so much with y'all on the internet.
Yeah. And I guess it really comes down to having like a locked in relationship with the people that they are commenting on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because even with Travis Hunter and stuff, like, I do feel like at one point, just because you are a real individual, you do need to address some things and clear some stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like since they did do that, people are going to keep doing stuff. So, like, I feel like moving forward, y'all shouldn't address nothing else, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, people do, especially when you're, like, an influencer and stuff and got a lot of following, people would be going in about your girl or about your relationship or something. And it's like, how much of that is it easy to ignore? And then I know, like, you're starting to have your girl on vlogs and stuff. Do you have to prep her to ignore it? Because you've been through this before.
Yeah.
Like, and that can really manipulate a situation. Or, like, people can be like, she's using her for clout or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, she looked at her. She don't like her for real?
Yeah. After the 100 comment, it could do something, but I do think like that needs to be established early and y'all need to grow that you know, relationship, but how much of that do you ignore? Or
it goes back to my manifestations, what I was talking about. I manifest somebody who don't give a fuck about the internet. So when they talking crazy, they can't move her, because it's like she don't believe in we real people offline. Yeah. And that's what makes it even better. Like, I'm okay with them believing what they want, but long as I know that she's okay with them believing, like she don't feel like she got nothing to prove. And that's what makes it even better. When you dating somebody who feels like they got to come and defend themselves, it makes it 10 times harder, because I'm over here on some nonchalant shit because I already know the game. And then you got somebody that feel like they got to post little shit.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. 1, 2
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. 4.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps, requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
They got to do little memes. They got to do
but
something.
Nah, and but that
everything's
fuck
good
you
over here. Y'all looking at my page.
Yeah.
No, but I'm glad different. To know y'all watching.
I'm going to tell you, though, it's hella different, right? When you're like a creator and an influencer, you're used to the nonchalant shit.
Yeah.
When you, and not saying I don't know anything about you, like when you date somebody that's just like regular and not used to social media, it's hard to tell them, because a bitch might be like, y'all are ugly. And then you go to her page and she look like crazy. It'd be so hard not to snap her. Like,
what you mean? My edges wasn't laid in that last video. You don't know I got to be glue.
No, for real.
No, because they be
having shit to
people
prove.
Be so
fucking wild.
It's hard to tell somebody that's not used to that to be like, don't say shit.
That's what I'm saying. I love my girl be in her cut, man.
Yeah.
They commented. I didn't know yet.
Yeah, that's what's up.
She more chill than me, and I love that. And I made sure that. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say I made sure God blessed me with someone who isn't like just all about clout chasing.
Well,
it feels good.
You got you a Cancer.
Yeah.
You was running the whole time, bitch.
From y'all. Exactly.
The blessing was in front.
Come on.
That's how it be sometimes. We be running away from what we really need.
What we really want.
Yeah.
Because we be so... We'd be so
we
stuck.
Blind, you feel me?
No, because I was burnt out by, like, I done dealt with
crazy.
My daddy a counselor.
Okay, deeper.
Like, my daddy got some ways that I don't like about him. So I'm like, maybe she gonna be like this. They birthday on the same exact day.
Damn.
So I'm like, shit, she about to be like my daddy.
Like, she is the female version.
Men and women are different.
That makes a difference within the Zodiac.
Yeah.
But... there are men that I can kind of relate to.
It's
like
the man kind of.
Charlamagne and 50 Cent, I'm their petty.
Yeah.
No, for real.
I'm their emotional.
Because you're the man kind. You relate to the man kind of kiss.
No, because when they do petty shit, I'm like,
I feel you on that.
What else you got?
Like,
what else
50 Cent is the only person I see, like, he can't lose.
Yeah.
50 is crazy.
And you know why, though? Because the feelings is cut off. People don't know his weakness. Because he's going to match petty with petty. He'll never come to the internet and be like, what y'all did was wrong. Once you do that, you be like, y'all, you got me wrong. You start defending your character. People know where to get you at. But he matches petty with petty. You've never seen him be sensitive. Never.
Nah,
he talk about his life in a thug way. So
talk about his own son.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if a nigga talk about their son, I don't know.
We canceled. Y'all relax.
Okay.
Hey,
but look,
you talking about
we
son,
fuck with it. We fuck with it.
But look, Grams, I ain't gonna lie. I want to know more about you.
Yeah, what up, bro?
So,
what's a date?
Set it up.
A plan.
Set it up.
So, we're about to get into the ultimate lesbian conversation.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to our folks that sent us this game. It's about to get real.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to read the back so we understand what it consists of. It's very simple, but I think this is dope for, like, anybody, friends or your girl, whatever, to, like, sit around, let's have a conversation. I ain't going to lie. Like, if you're at dinner with your girl and, like, y'all been together for a little minute.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing new to say. Mm-hmm. Girl, you told me how your day was earlier.
Yeah. And my girl love playing games.
Mine too.
It's a nice little icebreaker.
Yeah.
Bring this.
Nice little good
okay.
Time.
So I'm going to read.
A little way to bond.
Yeah. And just like think of some questions you haven't thought about, fun or serious, all right? But I'm going to read the instructions because it's pretty simple, all right? There's two decks, a pride and a pleasure. Choose a deck to play, or you could play with both. We might just play with both today. All right, because I want to get to know you, Grams. No hobo. Uh-oh. All right. Pride explores your perspective on all things that relate to lesbian lifestyle. Okay. Why pleasure takes a deep dive into your playtime preferences. All right. You got too excited.
I licked the whole inside of my bottom lip, girl. I ain't never did that.
Yo, this is the ultimate lesbian conversation, and we actually do have a discount code we're going to place on the screen. No homo. Get y'all's, but we about to get into this, all right? And we're going to just do both.
All right, I'm ready.
Since you across, we're going to just pick for you.
Okay, yeah, do y'all. All
right,
do y'all
believe. I believe the right side is pleasure and the left side is pride. Which one would you prefer?
Let's start with pride. Not
oh, I see. Boring.
I'll play. All right. All right. What are your thoughts about bisexual women?
Ooh. Bisexual women?
Well, you got reason.
That's it. I mean, I ain't got no problem with it because, I mean, all my life I've been turning straight females out. That was my first preference. Like, I didn't want to, for a long time, I didn't want to mess with lesbians because I felt like they want to touch you. And back in my days, I was a touch me not. Oh. But, yeah, so bisexual women, I ain't got no problem with it, as long as they pick a side and stay there while they're there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you with a girl, don't be bringing, like, I miss being with men.
Yeah, don't be saying shit like that. Like, where the heartbeat at? Because it's cold. Well, it's warm when they see you.
Ain't throbbing? You know why it ain't throbbing. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't remind me. Don't do that.
It's crazy.
You know I got to go to the bathroom and put it on. I just can't get on hard.
Just take this.
We're in the moment.
Thanks.
Yo, but you know what? You just brought up something I never thought about. A lot of touch me nots might want a straight woman because the straight women are less likely to be like, I want to eat that coochie.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Now that I think about it, unlocked
When I was younger, I needed a straight female because you ain't going to remind me that I'm a female. I'm trying to be that nigga to you.
Oh, my God. You hit
I can't
him.
Spread eagle with you and I'm trying to do shit.
It's real
that
because
might be true for me too.
Yeah, because like you try, like especially when you're young, you think you gotta fit in a certain type of life. Yeah.
I ain't want no if bitch I'm a touch stud, me.
Don't touch me.
I'm
don't
the man. I'm the da 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 da.
I was sagging a little harder.
Real quick, man. That shit feel like.
So you not touch me not no more.
Next question.
Her girl laughing.
All right, Brent. Oh, bisexual woman. I love everybody. You feel me? I have no
problem. I'm about to ask
Judge
you.
We're going to get Pleasure. Let's go ahead and get to it.
Spicy.
Ready. Tickle that fancy.
Okay, tickle the cat. All
right. How old were you when you had your first sexual encounter with a girl or a woman?
Girl or woman is crazy.
Yep.
Okay.
Because we know you wasn't grown.
Mm-hmm. You girl. Might have been a toddler.
Whoa.
I was a toddler too.
That sounds crazy.
If she was a toddler, I was a toddler too. Right. Like, it wasn't like I was saying.
If you a cheater, I'm a cheater too. If you a dog, I'm a dog too.
Nah, but I had to be young. I might have been a toddler. Yeah.
Can you stop saying the word toddler?
I might have been about 4 or 5 kissing a bitch.
Yeah.
A bitch? A bitch. A toddler. A kid.
Little bitch.
In a diaper. Let's go explore, but we're Rugrats. We in the woods somewhere. Why we 4 in the woods by ourselves kissing? Where's our mama at?
Girl, that was the hood. You know how the hood got one block that got woods in it?
That's real. I was in the woods, bro. We 4.
I hate you.
I believe
we
you.
Play house. I believe in the woods.
Here, we can do a pleasure for me too.
Okay, period.
I like this game. Thugs. This game fun.
Right. That's the ultimate lesbian conversation. How do you feel performing Cunnilingus for the first time?
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we're going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick,
okay?
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night. Ow. For those,
imagine what's possible when learning doesn't get in the way of life. At Capella University, our game-changing FlexPath learning format lets you set your own deadlines so you can learn at a time and pace that works for you. It's an education you can tailor to your schedule. That means you don't have to put your life on hold to pursue your professional goals. Instead, enjoy learning your way and earn your degree without missing a beat. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
I don't know. Cunnilingus is when a female is giving head.
Give me head, top.
Well,
top.
Not top. When a female is giving head, but you're getting head. Yeah, yeah. Where you're getting head. All right. Or giving head. So I think I said it on our show before. I was 16, and me and my girl was on the basketball team, and we...
After practice?
No. So it was it was like before a game or something. But I was... So I went to a boarding school, so I was about to go home for the summer. So the thing is, me and my relationship, like, we would be away for the summer. Yeah. So I'm like, bitch, this is the last day. My birthday is in June. I'm about to give head for the first time. All right. Yeah, I did it. I don't know, girl.
Were you like, were you scared to lick it the first time y'all gave head?
I don't know. I was shaking.
I was shivering.
I don't think I was scared. I think I was ready.
How long did you do it?
I don't remember that. That was a while back, y'all.
Let me think. I just know it was at my grandma's house.
I don't think I...
Oh, Lord.
And I know it was after work, King's Island.
God bless your grandma, because every toxic thing you say, it's either your grandma taught you this or you did this at your grandma's house. Your grandma gave you the car, you done crashed.
When the first time you get hit?
I was like 17.
Were you scared?
I skipped school for that one.
Okay.
I skipped school.
Sound about right.
Hey. Were you scared? Did y'all plan it? Like, was it like, yeah, I'm going to give you some head?
Nah, she was like hyping me up. Like, she made me feel like a king. So I went down there like lying in the jungle, man. I don't think
not
I knew
the Lion King. You motherfucker.
I'm
going to
be the mighty king. I don't even know if I did a good job.
That's funny as hell.
How old were you, though?
I was 16.
Okay.
Bitch, not a toddler.
Please.
That came a long time. I was scared to give head. I was scared to kiss a girl.
Me too.
I was scared to give some bitch a head.
So the first girl I was with, definitely intimidated. I think I talked about this. Like, she was older than me.
Harriet.
She was, no.
Harriet.
Charm.
That is my name, Harriet.
Are you racist? Are you racist? Harriet done did a lot of stuff for y'all people. If I was you, I wouldn't judge.
Harriet, I think it was an Aquarius. We'll talk about that later.
Was she?
Not
a leader?
No, Rosa Parks. Oops, sorry. Rosa Parks was an Aquarius.
Okay, I'll take her to a leader.
Oprah too. What we not going to do is talk about Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks.
No. We fuck with them.
All right. We're going to do one more with you.
Oh, Lord.
First of all, it's 169 questions. I don't know if they did the 69 on purpose.
Oh.
69.
But I'm sure they did.
Cancer.
My girlfriend.
It is, okay. Yeah, I was talking about.
I know.
When I was young, I definitely was like, that's so dope. I know you too, girl. Don't lie.
But
when we had the cancer sign, I'm like, it's so dope. I'm a lesbian. Our sign is 69.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You thought that before, right? Okay. I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't relate because we're not cancer.
Yeah,
so
y'all are dry.
We're water actually signs. Wet.
Hold
it's
on,
a
wait,
wave.
Wait. Hold on.
No,
but
water,
it's really air.
I'm a
it's
thug.
An air sign, but it looked like a wave.
Yeah, it is. We air signs.
We're air signs.
Yeah, bitch. Exactly. But it like what a wave, though.
But the wet got freaky when you said it.
All right, don't try to take our 69 shine.
I'm just 69 shine.
Y'all are dry, y'all are air, y'all
69
are
69 shine is something. Okay. That should be something.
For you did pride.
Mm-hmm. we might as well do pleasure.
Okay, let's run that. Okay.
She didn't give you no option this time.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. All right. What? Oh, this right up your alley, too.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
All right. This right up your alley is crazy, first of all. All right. Would you ever make a lesbian sex tape and sell it for money? It's up your alley because you record and vlog.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
And how much? How much are you selling it for?
Hey, you got to subscribe.
Period.
And you need to pay every time you watch it.
Damn.
OnlyFans? Like, would you and your girl do OnlyFans? I mean, y'all can literally do this.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, all right. I wouldn't do it, but...
She said, I mean, y'all can literally do it.
I know we'll be rich if we decide it.
Okay, period.
If we decide it. We'll be millionaires.
Good content.
All right, the second
content.
Part said, what's damn, your favorite sex? Say, no, I made that up. Okay. I'm being nasty. Hey, I wanted to know if I was going to buy the tape or not, all right?
Is it worth the $10.99 of mine? I might subscribe to goddamn.
I'm telling you.
Y'all, I rock with this game. We got to bring this back.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. I need that.
Because, like, conversation is crazy. Because I could go in on this shit. Yeah. I ain't going to hold you.
I'm going to buy it. I know that for sure.
This has been fun. All right. We want you to come up here at least once a year. Okay. If not, sooner. We fuck with you. Feel me? And you got to come back outside with us, too.
Outside.
It's our birthday coming up. What we doing? Is you going to come and celebrate or what?
We're going to do that.
Aquarius game. We're going to do that. We got to be outside.
Y'all going out? You going out the country this year, though?
I'm not. I am for my girl birthday, but not mine.
Okay.
Our birthday is like a month apart. So it's like sometimes we got to choose. I let her have it, you know.
I'm in Puerto Rico.
She's 30, you know what I'm saying?
Letting her have it is crazy. You're still going on vacation.
Let you shine.
I try to ask a little question about my birthday during her period of planning hers. I'm like, let me hold on to my questions.
You're still going on vacation. That's the finesse.
You still included, right?
Babe, we'll celebrate your birthday on vacation. Like, bitch, you on vacation.
Hey, it'd be our birthday. I'd be just as fucked up, if not more fucked up than her on her own birthday. Thanks. All right, Graham. So we're going to get into guidance from the gay guys, okay? Mm-hmm. This is where our viewers write us in for advice.
Okay.
So today you're going to help somebody out.
Guidance from the gay guy. Guidance from the gay guy.
So this person said, hey, y'all, I love y'all show, and it's absolutely the bomb. Shout out to you. You feel me? I just want to talk to y'all about this topic. How long are we dating before she asked me to be her girlfriend? Mind you, we've been doing girlfriend things for over 3 months, and she wouldn't say I'm her girlfriend. What do y'all think about that?
Did my girlfriend send that?
It's crazy because we...
Shots fired!
We briefly discussed this on the Patreon. We have a live guidance from the gay gods stream we do every month. But what's your answer?
My answer is... Because sometimes I feel like we got to lower our expectations.
Lower our expectations?
Yes. Because when you expect certain things, you can't... When your expectations are high, you're easily let down. So if you allow people to show you what they want to show you, you get to see if this is something you accept, if this is what you want.
All right. I think not having expectations is different than lowering your expectations.
Yeah, bro.
No, wait.
I think not expecting anything from this and letting it be what it is compared to
high.
Why would not let her give her advice?
Wait.
About to guide this girl wrong.
Lower expectations is never. What you mean we got it wrong, H?
Get on the mic. If you want...
It's been 3 months we doing girlfriend. Yeah.
High expectations. Yeah. Exactly. Expectations too high. Let's bring them down a couple notches.
Time, 3 months, so, 30 years.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Let's bring them down a couple notches. They're high. Bring them down.
All right.
Let's bring them down.
What you mean, though?
Like, as far as, like, she chose her, but the person... has to choose her. The person has to decide who they want to be with. That's our problem now.
Yeah.
We think that because time went by, we do cute shit, that it's supposed to lead to the next level. Maybe that's part of a person's, that's what they do. They like being nice. Let them decide on if this needs to go to the next level. When we set those expectations that a person after 3 months and they did cute shit, they supposed to marry you. And no, you can't be like that.
First of all, the man is agreeing. We don't never listen
to your dating advice.
No, I'm saying.
Okay.
You won't be hurt. You can't, neither party can be hurt. Because it'd be like, oh, I respect it. You showed me what you wanted to show me. Sometimes we think because a person being nice that is, no.
Mm-mm. I respect that.
But if those are her expectations. To find
somebody with the same expectations. Right.
That ain't your person. If you want to be dating somebody for 3 months and y'all doing girlfriend shit and if they ain't doing it, that just simply might not be your person.
And we can't
think 3 months.
We need to stop forcing
connection
these days. It's 2024. Yeah. Stop forcing these connections just because it seems right. That motherfucker be the one to take your head off after the 6 month because you wanted him to put a title on some or her to put a title on some that they wasn't ready for.
That part.
Yeah.
Let them lean into love. Not. Yeah.
I don't think there
do
should
what
be
society expects.
When it comes to 3 months or 6 months, I don't think that's like, oh, we hit the 3 month mark. Are we together?
But we
don't.
Right?
But I do think.
You said like what?
We need to, like, we can't do girlfriend shit and not be girlfriends.
That's not fair.
Because, no, this is fair because that's how people get hurt. Not lowering your expectations. Because once you lower your expectations, like you said, now we're doing girlfriend shit. Ain't now I'm standing.
You cannot treat a woman like a woman. You a lady. I want to take you on a
red
date.
Flag, y'all.
I want to take you across the world.
So look, this is a thing. This is when it becomes a problem because now you're treating me like your girlfriend. So now I'm staying at
I'm
your
treating
house.
Like a woman.
You're making
like a woman supposed to be treated.
It's mixed signals.
Yes.
Oh
and now,
my God.
And now you
that
think
that go to my expectation we talking about.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Y'all
person.
Yeah,
this
but
what I do. I'm treating
so
you like a woman.
He said like,
but you can't do that with everybody because then it makes it complicated.
But I feel like you worth it.
It's not even
you
a lifestyle.
You worth me whining and dying.
Treating a person like a girlfriend is not necessarily a lifestyle.
I could treat you like a woman. I could show you great things. I could take you on nice dates. But you know, like,
so you want a dog?
We are
I'm
dating.
Not there yet, right?
You know we're dating.
It ain't
but
that
now,
serious.
If I'm calling you, talking to you all day, picking you up at work,
I can't meet your mama.
You got your toothbrush.
You tattooed on me.
Hold up, that's crazy. That bitch, that's crazy.
We just friends.
No,
you like, hold on, bitch. You gave me your social security card.
No, for example, this is one little thing, right? Let's say you dating somebody. You're dating a couple people, right? And like whatever. If you let a girl put her toothbrush in your little toothbrush holder, that is...
Bitch, we go together. Tell them we go together.
I got trouble for that.
Next up, she want a fucking drawer. Now you're treating somebody that you date.
Baby.
Now you got fucking... You only... Graham, your house not that big. You only got 4 drawers. 2 of them is the 2 different bitches. You got 3 fucking toothbrush holders. 2 of them is taken.
Mm-hmm.
You right. Fucking up because you're treating these bitches like
you talking to you like I got a Scott.
Okay, what's I'm gonna the, fix my life. But you treating them like your girl and they not.
She's talking to you like Tyra Banks. I was rooting for you.
Was the question that they was?
I don't know the question. We didn't
that's
went there.
In the core, Stevie.
All right. I think the biggest. All right,
so basically she's saying like, all right,
my answer was good.
3 months, she doing girlfriend shit. But she ain't asked me to be her girlfriend. Do y'all think that's too long of a time for me to be sitting around expecting her to ask me to be her girlfriend?
No.
I don't think it is. I think if you're being treated great, enjoy that. I understand not having the pressure. You know what I'm saying? But I do think that we should all start having like levels of treating somebody. Like, you treat somebody you're dating. No. Graham.
Graham. You just said it early. You said... I don't want to just fuck you. I want to make love to you. You can't just go right into making
Aquarius.
Love to a girl. Twin, I done been there. I know what you think. I done been there. You are me.
And you
we can't just be, not saying with y'all, but just saying you. We can't just be giving everybody 110% like that right out the gate.
That's 100.
But we do that. And that's why we call,
do
and
that.
Look, and that's
I
why we call
that.
The girl we've been with for 5 months, wifey.
Why?
Oh, this is my wife. Bitch, no, it's not your wife. And put some respect on your real wife. Because you known this bitch for
where
5 months.
Where's
the real wife?
She know where she at.
Because for real,
like, even especially younger, you be like, this my wife. And, yeah. and you, hey, you be like, bro, I've been new to this person. What? It's not really their wife. You know what I mean? But you can't treat everybody. Somebody did that
the other day. I said, listen, that's not your wife, but okay. Nice to meet you, wifey.
The sooner we realize that there's people out there that move off emotion, and mm-hmm. then we got people that move off of just business.
Logic.
Just logic and just... There's those two type of people. So that's we got to recognize them from the beginning mm-hmm. because we out here putting these high-ass expectations on a person that, oh, that's just what he do. But if I meet somebody that, because I say that if I meet a female that I'm interested in 6 months down the line and I'm treating her like a woman that she deserves, mm-hmm. at least she can say her experience with me was bullshit. Well deserved. You know what bullshit. I'm saying? We gotta stop. We gotta
bullshit. You guys,
we just gotta recognize.
You can dress, don't mean you can finesse.
That's bars. The brand, Aaron Finesco. Know that? That's you the brand. Shop bitches, Aaron Finesco.
You making them feel not you, but like which your concept is your like. Concept.
But that's why we clash because I move off logic and then you move off emotion.
It's
you,
not
you
emotion.
Talking about how I make you feel. I'm talking about how person,
okay.
What?
Like logic is, if this would make sense, if you're in school and you got 90, if you got 90%, 95%, 100%, you got an A in that class.
You're going to fall in 98.
Yeah. If you treat me, if you make breakfast for me, you pick me up for work, you put gas in my car,
so
you call me before the morning, you call me after the morning, that's logic. Logically, we go together.
No.
Stop treating me like that. We don't go together.
So you want me dog you out? All
right, especially.
You want me dog you out?
No.
Then your experience with me, you're going to run and tell everybody, oh, she did me so dirty. Oh. Why? All
right, let me ask you this.
Because I was trying to protect myself and protect you. I had to dog you out. All right,
let me ask you this. Has anybody you date, like, just talked to and treated as a woman, has anybody ever, like, broke your windows or done anything crazy?
Because they move off emotion.
No,
that goes
bitch,
back to what I was
they
saying.
They was your girl. And
no,
because
they move off emotion.
No, it's not emotion.
Yes. No, I'm trying to tell you. There's people out here that
it's not emotion. It's you're being toxic.
And then when you meet, there's just it's accepting. It's about accepting that people are different. If I'm talking to somebody that move off emotion, then I gotta handle
no,
them accordingly.
No, they're moving off so the obvious just, signs.
Oh,
look.
It doesn't have to be.
No,
this is what I want to
agree.
Say as well.
Yeah. Right, I agree with what she's saying, but I'm saying why we can't coexist. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like it's gotta be boundaries within the coexisting.
Hello,
like, yeah. We can't just be going all out within our
and
first
then be mad
2 weeks.
That I want to be your girlfriend.
But don't be trying to date up because there's females out here that be online looking for a nigga that goddamn gonna fly them out and then a nigga fly them out and it's like, oh, you let me on. No, nigga, you knew I was that type of motherfucker that
now
fly
that's
bitches
different.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
why
different.
Y'all I'm talking about. Different. And Britt had this before. All right, like,
let me tell my own business.
No, because you talk about lifestyle.
She got? I be forget about shit.
She definitely, like, all right, you're a promoter, you got a section, you got bottles. So when she bring a girl into her section and, like, yo, we kicking it, that girl thinks
she's
special.
She go home tonight.
I get all that. I get that. She's like, we're popping out. She
you
don't.
Know who I am.
She
come back. Get your band.
Big B.
You know who you are. Your name this week is
Band. Right?
So, this week, you're back. Okay.
I think to sum it up, I do think,
greed or disagree?
You shouldn't treat a girl like your girlfriend if she's not. But I don't think there's a time limit on it.
There shouldn't be a time limit.
But shouldn't. But you also.
Because I done fell in love in the damn.
But you,
week.
Man, 24 but you
hours.
Also shouldn't date
hours.
Somebody for 2 years and y'all not. They not committed.
2 years,
to
I think.
You.
It's two. What girl two. Say on Guidance for the Gay Guys? She said 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
there's just a certain amount of time that goes by where it's like, if we don't have an intention with what we doing, we ain't really getting nowhere. You feel me? But I feel like people gotta have them intentions in the beginning because a lot of people be falling off of like lust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, I like the way she fucked me. I like the way
and time flies.
We be outside. Like a lot of girls in London I dated, we be outside. Like I ain't even really had a conversation with you, but every time I meet up with you, it's after hours, brunch. It's
mm-hmm.
all right, that part is valid.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like you my girl, but it's like really I haven't even got to chill with you outside of all this shit. So yeah, we've been doing this for 3 months, but bitch, I still don't
what's
really
what's your
know
last name? Hello?
What's the last four of your social?
So I don't think she can put a time frame in it, you feel me?
Girl,
but
your
social is crazy.
It's giving Grams the scam.
I don't know if we gave the girl the advice or not.
I never scammed, I promise.
I hope she feel like we helped her out, because I don't know if
I think actually you made her more confused.
Yeah. Yeah, because we started basically instantly.
I'm saying, don't put no time frame on it. Yeah. If you feel like that's the person you're supposed to be with, let it be natural, let it be organic, whether it's 3 months, six, 10, whatever. Whatever feels right.
That's entitlement.
Let it go. Don't feel entitled to a motherfucker being at 3 months, you feel like they gotta propose to you. Let it flow naturally. That's my perspective on it. But I'm a hopeless romantic. I love love.
Me too.
So, yeah.
Baby,
so.
You can leave me on that, y'all.
You leave me for a week. I'll heal. Love you. You're saving me.
If I kept talking, this episode would have ended. So we're going to leave it at how it ended.
Oh, shit.
Because the way... me and Greer's going to go back and forth for the next hour. And if she's an Aquarius, obviously run. Okay, look, Greer said...
But we're two different type of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
When your birthday again?
Hold on, what's the difference? Because I'm January 30th. I'm just a couple days before you, after you.
January what?
30th.
You closer to the February, so that's the difference.
No, absolutely not.
2 days away from February.
You closer to Capricorn. We'll let
true.
You. That's why.
And yeah, my girl at Capricorn.
At Capricorn, so, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why.
But
y'all
you like 4 days away from me.
It still makes a difference because all my friends.
You closer to February. That's why it makes a difference. January and February Aquarius are so
the manly side come out. Like a lot of us.
Different type.
Yeah.
We happy that you seem happy and like you're in a good space. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you.
I appreciate that, y'all.
Celebrate our birthday together, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, run that.
Yeah. I wish y'all the best luck.
Thanks for coming back.
We would love to come to y'all
once
wedding.
Once a year. Minimum.
Minimum.
Styling us in the future.
Got you. We can.
Need that.
All right, y'all. It's Grams. Clock that T.
Here's your episode name.
Yeah. Clock that T.
We got good thunder like this.
Gotta go.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.